Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Hour 3 of Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with Denise Dirks, Todd Cunin, and our producer, Cal Hunter. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO. Again, we are live 9 to noon Pacific time every Saturday, with a few exceptions. Remember, this is exciting and entertaining, but not super informative. So just enjoy. This is for entertaining purposes. We're not giving you legal advice. Seek counsel, and we're just talking about general topics of law. This hour is going to be kind of fun. It's kind of the final hour's best because we just blow through things, right?
That's true.
We just fly through, you know, some other very interesting things. We're going to talk about a lottery lawyer, the lawyer that claims he's the lottery lawyer that represents lottery people that win the lottery. He's going to be doing some jail time. We're going to tell you why. We're going to talk about Native American tribes, the issues of adoption of children, and they win a big one in the Supreme Court. Bill Cosby, you know, the guy's just getting sued again, and we're going to go into that. Georgia man sues Facebook. Why and what happens? And then we're going to talk about how are you going to, you know, your Google search users can now claim part of a settlement. How do you do it? And then we've got many, many more. I'm going to talk about Rust again. Believe it or not, that thing will never end. The Rust movie that's continuing to be shot now in California, right? I believe in California. In California, they're finishing up that movie. We're going to talk about issues about, you know, the individual that was supposed to be in charge of the handguns, Hannah Gutierrez Reed. What people are claiming, or at least the prosecutor is going to try to claim, and her denial of such. And then, boy, we can just keep going and going. But we have the most important thing that happens hour three that we do not want to sit around for is the case or no case.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Sensitive topic alert. This may make you uncomfortable. I just want you to be aware of that before we start. Ava was 11 years of age when she appeared in Playboy and Hustler magazines with no clothing. She later became an actress and a director and an activist against the exploitation of children. The pictures of Ava were taken by her mother and sold by her mom to the magazines. Mommy kept all the cash. Ava kept all the embarrassment and the shame. Later in life, as an adult, Ava decided it was time something had to be done, so she wanted to take legal action against her own mother and against Playboy and Penthouse. I said Hustler earlier. I meant Penthouse. I'm sorry. She wanted to sue the magazines and her mom as well. Fred?
Huh.
Case?
Well,
or no case?
People would be put in jail nowadays. That's right. Had to be back in the 50s, I bet.
It was a while ago.
Yeah, probably in the 50s when, I don't know, when did Hustler, it was in Playboy or Hustler, or which one? Do you remember? You don't remember which?
It was in both.
It was in both, yeah. It was Penthouse, not Hustler.
Penthouse, I'm not sure. Not
Hustler. Playboy and Penthouse, yes.
Penthouse. When did it start, Tom?
I have no idea when either of those started.
When did you start ordering?
But I know that we're not supposed to use our smartphones and looking up.
I'm looking up Penthouse.
Well, Marilyn Monroe was the first Playboy.
No, I want to look up. I want to see. Penthouse started in 1965.
There you go.
So.
Had to be after that.
But isn't that crazy? Even the 60s, did they even allow such a thing?
Oh, I have a couple. You're going to give extra points if you can name the mother. Or the daughter?
Yeah.
Do it.
So the answer is yes, this is a case. There's no doubt this is going to be a case, and she brought action, and I hope and pray she won against Playboy Penthouse. The mom, what is the mom thinking? Todd.
All right, Mr. Kiernan.
So you said it's a case? And what, she wins.
What year was it that she was?
I'm looking at my story here to see. I really do not know, but it was a significant time ago, well before Me Too, well before all of that stuff.
I'm going to side with Fred that it was a case and that she wins. And I'm going to say it was a case. I don't know. I'll just stick with the fact that it was a case. I was thinking maybe it was a case that was one of those when California reopened the statute of limitations, it did allow her to file the lawsuit, which if she had tried to file it in the 80s or 90s, she wouldn't have because the statute might have run, but she was able to file it. And I'm going to go with still pending.
Okay, fair enough. Denise, what do you say? Case, no case? If so, what's the outcome? Remember, we have two people on the I'm Being Sued side, the magazines and the mummy.
I'm going to say it's a scenario, but not a case. And the reason it's not a case is because her mother was that famous photographer that took pictures of children nude that was deemed to be art by the U.S. Supreme Court and not pornography.
Wow, that's Denise. Good, Denise. That's a good answer.
Yes.
It's wrong, but it's good.
It's wrong. Oh, there was actually a person that the Supreme Court held that she took pictures?
Yes. Her name's Anne
Leibowitz, right?
Yes.
Anne Leibowitz?
Yes. Yes, thank you.
Oh, wow.
Yep. I've heard about her.
Yes.
Okay, so here's the story.
All right, let's tell the story.
This is a case.
Good.
But the magazines were not affected in any way. Times were much more permissive back then for the European Playboy European Penthouse, apparently. As far as the actual case, a Paris court ordered Irina Ionesco, Ava's mother, Ava Ionesco, to hand over €10,000 to her daughter, about $14,000, and all of the explicit photographs she took of her child between the ages of 4 and 11, and all of the negatives. So, tough subject. But that is the case, and the subject of the photographs is the one who won. So if you said it was a case, she won.
She won against the mom.
Yeah, but not against the magazine.
Not against the magazine. So I don't know. So it should have been a three-pointer.
It should have. So we'll do it that way.
Two, and
case
Todd
and mom, you get a point.
I get one because I said one. Pending. Still, I didn't.
Oh,
give
pending. So I get two. Todd gets one.
And Denise, you said
Zippo.
Okay. Well, there
well, that is sensitive, and that's too bad. That's
and a true. Yeah, absolutely true story. That's and I was shocked. I said to myself, I was looking up, you know, just unusual cases, and I thought, wait a minute. In Europe, they said that was okay?
Yeah, so that's interesting. I didn't think about the glitch. It could be in Europe.
Yeah. Who would? Next week, next time we get together, by the way, our case or no case will surround a famous American president with a penchant for writing graphic love letters.
That's
next time. No, not those graphic love letters. Nicknames for body parts, the whole deal. It's really an
interesting story. Oh, you mean that kind of graphic.
Yeah, graphic, not cartoons.
No, I thought like poetry.
And Franklin was never president.
good point. Anyway, that is case or no case for this week. Thank you for listening to us on Radio Law Talk.
So on June 15th, two lawyers, Jason Kirtland and Christopher Cericchio, I don't know how to say his name, were sentenced as lawyers for people who won the lottery. They put themselves out, especially Jason Kirtland put himself out as the, quote, and I say lottery lawyer, where he had had clients that came to him that had won the lottery. And wait till you hear how big. Don't forget, there's lotteries you can win $1,000, $2,000, whatever.
Millions.
Millions, but you can. Believe it or not, there's a lot of winners that are $2,000, $3,000, $4,000. We'll be back. I'm going to talk a little more detail on why this guy's doing prison.
If you play the lottery, you'll want to listen to Radio Law Talk, the next segment with Fred, Todd, and Denise. We'll be right back. Hold on.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com. Remember, Radio Law Talk is available 9 to noon Pacific every Saturday, live on RadioLawTalk.com and on many radio stations coast to coast.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
This is Frederick Penny, host of Radio Law Talk. I'm excited to announce myself and Mark Victor Hansen, the author of the famous Chicken Soup for the Soul, collaborate to bring this three-book series, Goose. Book one is about William Collins. Goose is the perfect gift for yourself, family, friend, or someone you care about. Great stories, lifelong lessons that you can apply to your life to help you to become successful.
Goose by Frederick W. Penny, available on Amazon Books now.
I've got to get my car washed. The dirt is just gonna do.
Best thing about Quick Cut Car Wash is whenever you go through, the smell in your car is always great, and they have super fun lights and colors.
But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
Your car smells good and it's clean at Quick Cut Car Wash.
And I know this place right down the road.
Quick Cut Car Wash.
Quick Cut Car Wash.
Get the Quick Cut confidence.
Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch.
Get the quick quack habit. Take a car once a week.
Just come and see. I guarantee your ride will steal the show.
I like Quick Quack because of the mascot, Quackles.
Come on, Quick Quack.
So we sell unlimited membership for per vehicle. You can add a family plan and add an additional vehicle at a discounted rate.
Don't drive that dirty car. Quick Quack Car Wash. They're happy. Look yourself. Come on.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In, ready to grow with you.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent...
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Is this real life? Oh, stop it.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
So continue on. The trial was August 2022 in New York of the lottery lawyers, and they were found guilty of wire fraud, honest service wire fraud, whatever that is. I don't know what that is. Money laundering, conspiracy to commit wire fraud, and money laundering. The Jason Kirtland, who was the main lawyer, was sentenced to 13 years in prison. And Christopher Churi, I don't know, Chiricchio, 5 years in prison. Hold on a second. I feel like I'm going to sneeze.
Bless you.
Thank you. The interesting thing is, between 2018 and 22, this Curlin attorney, you know, was, this was a Long Island law firm in New York, but he got these lottery people, when they won the lottery, they needed lawyers. And they do. They usually need a lawyer. They need consultation. They need advice, what to do. And that's kind of what he portrayed himself as not only do I give you advice, I give you – I mean, he was giving them financial advice, which was, you got to be careful of. Here's a financial advisor. Go talk to them, right? Mm-hmm. And you've got to be very careful as a lawyer, conflicts of interest. You don't get your clients to invest in your company, especially a company that is you're going to make a lot of money on and that you've been receiving, I'm going to say, kickbacks on for bringing their lottery money into it. At least disclose it. Even then, you got to do more than that. You just stay away from that, right? But there's got to be disclosures, and they should at least be signing off. Every state's different. But what one of the lottery winners, he had multiple lottery winners come to him. One of them won a jackpot of $1.5 billion was one of his clients.
Wow.
The other client won $247 million on a Powerball jackpot, and the third one won $150 million jackpot. So these they're victims, basically, and the law firm charged hundreds of thousands of dollars to do this. And do what? Well, give them advice, for one thing, and, you know, help them go through, you know, give them advice as to the people that are going to be surrounding them, et cetera, et cetera. But he had them invest in things that he co-owned, and he didn't even tell them, oh, yeah, I co-own that, and was getting kickbacks. That's what, you know, Curlin was doing. But it's interesting how, you know, they found texts from this Curlin, this attorney, to, you know, when he retained his one of his first big lottery victims, he texted this individual and said, quote, I have to figure out how to have this get to us, talking about the money, right? How do we get that, right? Or let's see, talks about retain the first victim. How do we get this to us, you know? Stuff like that. I mean, he invested $5 million in he had them invest $5 million in one of his business, right? But anyway, that's kind of what happened. So these lottery individuals, and you think, oh, my gosh, that's nothing, lost in excess of $80 million, according to the argument by the prosecutors, as well as additional $19.5 million that they claim he stole from one of the lottery victims. That's a lot of money. That's
just crazy.
That's almost $100 million, basically round numbers. So they're going to jail. Curlin was ordered to pay $64 million in forfeiture and restitution. And the other guy, Chiricchio, was ordered to pay $26.5 million in forfeiture and $30 million. In restitution. There's so many zeros here, it's crazy. But you know, they basically saw these people coming in with money and said, "Hey, they didn't have to work for this money." I'm not saying this what they say, but I could see this thinking. You know, I'm gonna.
How do I transfer that money to me?
How do I get that? How do I get that money? And again, you know, a jury found him guilty, and they're going to prison. I'm sure they're going to appeal it, and so they have the right to appeal, and so we got to be careful. I always say, innocent until proven guilty, but they were proven guilty, but they still have appeals going, right? So apparently they were living high on the hog. They bought a yacht, you know, Porsches. You know, they lived the high life. By the way, I don't mind. I think that's okay if someone's living the high life. I think it's okay they buy Porsches and yachts and stuff, but don't go out and, you know, steal from these lottery winners,
You know, Fred, all a fisherman needs is a fish, and they saw a bunch of fish out there and said, I'm going to go get them, you know, by
well, no, what they didn't, they didn't do that. They went over to the fisherman next door, his boat, and offloaded all his catch and put it in their boat. That's what
they
did.
There you go. Well, I'm saying that the bad guys say, oh, there's a fish out there. I'm just going to go get it by whatever means. Yeah.
I know. Supreme Court.
Yourself,
yeah, I know. Yeah. Supreme Court delivers a win for Native Americans. How'd that happen?
That's a very interesting case.
Yes.
Back in 1978, the Indian Child Welfare Act was enacted to keep Native Indian children with their tribes. What was happening is a lot of times the parents would die, or maybe they were neglectful, or maybe it was just made up.
Can I interrupt you there,
yes.
Denise? I remember living through this. As a child, I remember a lot of people in my neighborhood and people that we knew were adopting Indian, American
That's
Indian
right.
children.
It was a big deal before 78. And so when private adoptions now occur, they have to first determine, any adoption actually, it could even be a step-parent adoption, but they need to find out whether or not the child has Native American blood, because if they do, then they have to determine who the tribe is, and the tribe has the first right to adopt that child. It's called ICWA, and it is a real thing, and I deal with that very often. And what happened is it went all the way up to the Supreme Court. There's a couple in Texas. They had adopted a Native American child, and there were a couple of lawyers that joined with them, and they went all the way up to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court says, nope, ICWA is good.
Right.
We're upholding it. You two lawyers, you absolutely have no standing to challenge this.
Right.
And neither, on certain issues, neither did the adoptive parents, because their adoption went through. Right. It wasn't that they lost the adoption. So it was a very interesting case, but they did get to the substance of the act.
All right, we'll be back for more Radio Law Talk.
This is Radio Law Talk.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease. These claims have not been evaluated by...
What's your IRS problem? Do you owe back taxes? Is there a lien placed on your property? Have your bank accounts been frozen or seized? Have your wages been garnished? Are you being audited by the IRS? Are they sending you letters that demand actions and have urgent due dates? Well, solving your tax problems is as easy as calling Taxes 321. The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. You need the best representation to give you peace of mind. You need experienced professionals that can cut through the red tape and stop the collection process. If you have a serious problem with the IRS, call the Taxes 321 Network today. We'll get them off your back.
800-738-0170. 800-738-0170. 800-738-0170. 800-738-0.
Do you run a business and want to learn how you can get between $10,000 to $5 million in 60 seconds? We're Biz2Credit, a top-rated online financing provider to hundreds of thousands of America's business owners. If your business does at least $120,000 a year in gross sales, we can get you more money to run your business in as little as 72 hours. Our terms are simple. Repayment plans are flexible and based on your cash flow. Plus, the paperwork is minimal and the approval process is fast. So in the time you've listened to this commercial, you could have learned if you qualify to get up to $5 million in cash deposited to your business bank account in the next 2 to 3 days. Funding specialists are ready to take your call right now and get you the money you need fast. Call 800-559-5523. That's 800-559-5523. Again, 800-559-5523. Call now.
USA News Update. President Biden considers the reopening of Interstate 95 the nation's top priority.
Toll the governor. There's no more important project right now in the country as far as I'm concerned.
Joined by Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro and state leaders, Biden provided an update on the reconstruction in Philadelphia. The Justice Department is filing a protective order to block former President Donald Trump from releasing classified documents. If approved by a judge, Trump would only be allowed to review the 31 documents in the presence of his attorneys. Russian President Vladimir Putin issued a warning to the West by deploying nuclear weapons in Belarus. Speaking at an economic forum in St. Petersburg, he confirmed the delivery of tactical warheads to the ally. Putin emphasized that while there is currently no immediate need for nuclear weapons, the move serves as a reminder to the West that Russia cannot be strategically defeated. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Boys are weird. Oh, come on.
Now it's time for more Radio Law Talk.
Wonder what it's like to be one of the most successful, famous African-American men in the movies and on TV. Just the, you know, remember Fat Albert? I loved Fat Albert. I used to watch that. Bill Cosby, I'll be honest with you, was my idol. I had all his albums. All of his albums. Remember, he used to put the comedy albums out?
Yeah, and I saw him in person in Anchorage, Alaska.
Yeah, you tell me that. And yeah. He is so funny. And it was clean, right? It was clean mm-hmm. stuff. He is so funny. I will never forget that the one I always would listen to was the one about when he's having the baby and his wife's having the baby and their whole scenario of when she water breaks and they got to go to the hospital. No. The water doesn't break. I don't know, whatever it is. And they got to get in the Ferrari and drive to the hospital. You know, the whole thing is, dear, not in the Ferrari. Not in the Ferrari. I can't. It was just funny. The way he does things, the way he said things. I just crack up.
Him and his brother in the bed.
Oh, yes.
And they draw that line down. I could so relate, my sister and I.
Yeah.
That's us. We pull the covers, get on my side of the line. And then father comes in and it's over.
Well, here's the thing. The key is it, and the reason I say this, those of you who are anti-Bill Cosby, look, I'm just talking about my childhood growing up, and that was the simple life. It was very clean, and I just brings me back to happy times, right? And it's sad to see what's going on right now. He's 85, and now because Nevada opened up the a brief window for a statute of limitations on sexual assault cases, he's being sued.
So, Fred, when you talked about your childhood, What years are we talking about? What years would constitute your childhood? What, 1969 to...
60s and 70s.
60s and 70s. Okay, so listen to these dates. 1969, 1979, 1981, 1982, 1984, 1989. Okay, that covers like the year after my birth to when I was 21 years old. And those are the dates of alleged offenses that Bill Cosby is now facing in lawsuits filed in the state of Nevada.
How do you defend yourself?
Exactly, based upon Nevada lifting the statute of limitations for sexual assault cases. It used to be a 2-year statute of limitations. It filed in 2 years of the incident. Now, and look, I don't say this to try to say, well, you know, once you get past a certain amount of time, you know, they ought to be scot-free and poor Bill Cosby. If he's guilty of this stuff, I mean, that's terrible stuff, and there are a lot of victims out there. But what you said there, Fred, was so important when you said, how do you defend against that? How do you go back to those dates?
69.
Memories fade. Evidence
is dead.
Gone.
They're dead.
Yes, witnesses die. Yeah, I don't know. I remember during this period of time when they extended the statute of limitations for children previously, and that was because as a result of what was called recovered memory syndrome, right, where that people are getting therapy and they like had these memories that were drawn out, you know, through in the therapy process and all of that. And I don't think I agree with extending the statute of limitations. I don't know. I think it's really
scary.
You know, yeah.
And the thing is people need to understand there's a couple of reasons why you have a statute of limitations. And it's not so that bad actors have a finish line that if I just get to that, then I'm okay. It is because as time goes on, memories fade. And without a statute of limitations and taking that into consideration, you are going to run into situations where people get accused of things that didn't happen because memories got faded and they got mixed up. A huge example of this is Bob Dylan recently was facing sexual assault allegations for things that happened either the late 60s or the early 70s. And they finally get the alleged victim pinned down to a certain time and say, okay, that's the time that you said. All right. Here are the invoices from the hotels I stayed at in Europe while I was on tour during that time. And then they have to
go way back there and get the invoices from that far back.
And then they had to come back. Well, she might have been, it still happened, but she might have been mistaken. It's the time, it was here. It's like, look, that's why we have the statute. Yep. I mean, he's got that defense built in. It's tough, but.
Nailing Jell-O, yes.
Yeah, but Bill Cosby is now going to have to face charges.
I think it's still civil, isn't it?
It's civil.
It's civil. He's going to have to face those allegations.
They're coming after him for money, for damages.
69 to 89.
In essentially, he said, she said cases. Oh. I mean, with a lower burden of proof.
And
than
people
the
are dead,
case.
Cal. The witnesses that would say this didn't happen, and I was with that lady. Some of these women are in their 70s. It's like, what? How do you defend yourself?
We just circulated a picture that was from 2017 at the beginning of our show when we first started, and all three of us were wearing these silly hats, and we could not remember why.
Or what happened?
I mean, look. That's
And
what if the silly hat people said, "I'm going to hold them accountable." Fred wore a hat; and he didn't look good in it, or count.
But
whatever.
1969, Cal. This is just 7 years ago.
Yeah,
1969, Cal. That's crazy.
A victim of an alleged victim of a sexual assault would say, "Well, you know what? That was pretty traumatic. I remember."
And
that.
I get that.
I get that. But I also don't get how we, as a society, can say, "Can you bring up something this late?" Sure, go ahead.
Well, but I'm saying. It's not that. It's not these individuals that very may well have happened. I'm not saying it didn't.
I'm not questioning that.
But I'm not questioning whether it. But the question is, where does it end? It's we call that slippery slope, in legal terms. And so, where does that end? Does everyone from the 1960s? Does someone can bring up allegations and just that's it? 1969, it happened. You know. I don't know.
Just imagine how overwhelmed our courts are. They go through COVID, and all the statutes are being extended because of COVID and the disaster that COVID was, how it impacted the courts. And now they're getting this kind of case as well. I mean, the courts are going to be really overburdened by all this as well.
Yeah, and it's something that he's going to have to face, and he's going to have to pay for, because let's face it. Let's say in each one of those, I think there's like 9 alleged incidents in each one. Let's say he's able to come up with a defense to prove alibis and that this didn't happen and stuff.
Oh, from 69, how would you?
But let's just say for the sake of arguments.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Say for the sake of arguments that he's able to do that.
Yeah.
He's going to have to pay to be able to do that.
Exactly.
It's going to take a long time to be able to do that. And there's going to be a discovery process. And at the end of it, you know.
So you're saying the cost of defense is just as burdensome, perhaps, as the cost of being proven guilty, Todd? Is that kind of what I'm hearing?
Well financially, proven liable.
Yeah.
Proven liable. And,
yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, so, well, here he is, 85. I'm going to go out and watch some, you know, do some fishing, and ain't going to happen.
Board.
Nope. Ain't going to happen. So, all right, Denise, now a Georgia man suing Facebook. Why is Facebook being sued?
Because he was denied access to his account and to the personal photos that he had in that account. So he terminated his account. There was no reason that he did it. He just terminated it. And he had tried to work with them, or they tried to work with him to try to rectify the situation. And he said, no, I'm going to sue you. I want all of my pictures back. I don't want it. And I think this was prompted in part by Meta. Making Facebook to where you have to sign this agreement that if you post anything on it, it becomes property of Facebook as well. So you're sharing it. It's not just yours anymore. And he wins at the lower court with this. And he wins not only because he was locked out completely, couldn't reopen the account, but he wins because it had his personal information on there, and then they deemed that he had violated their standards on child sexual exploitation, and they stopped him. They literally blocked him from having any access to anything. So this is an interesting one. No doubt it's going to be
this is the lower
it's going
court.
To be appealed. This is just the lower court. And
State? Do you have a state?
The judge ordered him ordered Meta to pay him $50,000.
But what state? Is this in California?
It's in Atlanta, Georgia.
Atlanta, Georgia.
It's in Georgia.
That's right, Georgia. We brought that up.
So there are a lot of cases now coming out about personal information versus public information.
That's crazy.
That's getting gained on the Internet.
All right, when we come back, we're going to talk about Google searches and how you can maybe get some money from that issue. Danny Masterson, we got the Rust we're going to talk about. We've got Quick Takes. And then we're going to wrap it up for Father's Day tomorrow, man. Happy Father's Day, Todd and Cal.
It's, thank you.
It's going to be a wonderful Sunday. We'll be back.
More Radio Law Talk is coming up right here on your local radio station and on RadioLawTalk.com.
You turned on Radio Law Talk. Radio Law Talk.
Advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
This is Frederick.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is no fun.
I'm mean at this time.
Now, Radio Law Talk continues. Here's your host, Fred Penny.
Just remember, if you want to continue to listen to us or you want to listen to old shows, go to RadioLawTalk.com and you can go to our podcasts. We appreciate you listening to us. Appreciate all our affiliates. We really appreciate the listeners out there. We have a lot of great listeners. We get good emails at info@radiolawtalk.com. We just finished talking about Facebook, but in the same realm, we also have another big company that's Silicon Valley. I call them company Google. By the way, those of you who don't know, I have a little side note. I have an office down in Silicon Valley, down in Santa Clara, which I've had for years. And I'm down in the Bay Area quite often, and it's funny how people all over the country hear us talk or Google this and Yahoo and Facebook. I drive by Apple. I'm right at their campuses. In fact, I have a lot of clients that are there. I've been on the Apple campus many times. It's kind of cool because the Apple campus, Apple, Google, it's kind of all the same. They have these huge campuses, and prior to pandemic, you go to these campuses and people are working and collaborating, and they have these restaurants.
Amazing.
Amazing food. It's not like some cheap, it kind of looks cafeteria-ish, but these are good chefs that they hire for food. And I'm not talking like, oh, here's a bowl of cereal. Wonderful food from breakfast, lunch, and dinner. all employees for free. And I'd go there, and guests are allowed to eat there, too, at times. And it was wonderful food, huh?
Yeah, we're talking, like, I think there's 7 restaurants on the Google campus.
Crazy.
That's in, where is that? It's outside of Santa Clara somewhere. Tesla has big, huge
bins in Fremont.
They have huge bins of cereal. That's what they provide their people.
Just some cereal. I could grab a pea thing of cereal and milk.
Yes. It's kind of funny.
That's
so you know what? There is a class action suit that just settled. It was from 2013 against Google. And anybody that has used Google as a search engine between October 25th, 2006, and September 30th, 2013, are eligible to collect money. And this Google search, what happened during that time was they would take your search and your information, and they would sell that to third parties. And those third parties then knew how to market to you, knew what you were looking for, and all of that type of thing, right? And so that was deemed to be a breach of privacy. And so if you're interested, you can submit your claim. All you have to do is provide them with your contact information, physical address, and email, i.e. your private information. And you have to attest that you searched on Google between those dates.
That's so easy for everybody. Yes. It's like, yeah,
yes.
Really.
And then you have to say, I want to be paid either by PayPal, Venmo, or some kind of a prepaid card. And you have to do this under penalty of perjury.
Mm-hmm.
And then you will get a number in your email and your confirmation code, and then you go back and you turn it in, and guess how much money you get?
Yeah, it takes you about 45 minutes to go through this paperwork.
27 cents?
$7.70 per person. Now guess how much money the lawyers made.
How much?
$2 million.
Good for them.
Yeah.
Thank heavens.
Nice.
Todd's going, well, now...
Actually, $2 million is not a lot.
No, not very much.
That's not very much. People are thinking, that's a lot of money. No, it's not. If you're fighting Google, that's a fight. You know, no,
and
that's...
You can bet that when you sign that registration, you are saying, I waive any use of my private information by Google.
Oh, my gosh.
Right?
Yeah, I'm going to jump into the Rust thing really quick. Rust, don't forget, that is that... famous case that's been going on about Alec Baldwin, who, quote, accidentally shot the film, the cinematographer, beautiful lady, what was her name, Hutchinson?
Helena
Hutchinson.
Hutchins.
That's right. Well, the issue, by the way, and this is in New Mexico, the involuntary manslaughter charge was dismissed in April against Baldwin, but they still continue to pursue a case that is the prosecutors against Hannah Gutierrez Reed, who was the weapons supervisor that was in charge of the weapons. Now, the issue is, you know, was discharge intentional, accidental, and what was a real live round doing on a prop, right? That was meant to just, they're filming it. Well, now the prosecutors are alleging that Hannah Gutierrez Reed was hung over the next day when this occurred, and they're alleging that she was a partier and a party animal, and the night before she was partaking of, I believe they're gonna argue, alcohol and marijuana, and the evening before, and was hung over, and so obviously she's denying it and arguing that this, you know, their case is weak, they're just trying to find someone to pin this on, and it's not her. So she's got a preliminary hearing in August. She's denied this, and then we're going to have to see what happens. But that's the latest on the Rust. We always try to keep you informed on the latest. Todd, you're going to talk a little bit about the
Danny Masterson.
So
really quickly, Danny Masterson has been on trial twice for the sexual assault of three individuals. In the first trial, ended in a mistrial with the jury on all three leaning towards acquittal. And then the prosecution retried the case in front of the same judge. And on the second trial, there is a conviction. So what changed? What was the difference? And it boils down to two key areas. First, you know, Masterson's defense has always been these women consented to the sexual acts, and the prosecution in the first trial had evidence they believed that the women had been drugged, which would have negated their consent, but the judge ruled that the evidence of drugging couldn't come in because there was no toxicology to support it. In the second trial, the judge let that evidence in, said the jury can decide, even though there was no toxicology. And then the second thing, boy, does this sound familiar? The second thing that the judge let in the second trial that they didn't let in the first were new prior bad acts. Evidence. Crazy. Evidence. It's the same thing that Bill Cosby had to deal with. Evidence that he had done this to others even though the jury wasn't considering charges relating to those other victims. And this goes back to what I always say, be careful what you wish for. I think those are going to be two huge issues on appeal for this case, because it's not going to be very hard to show that it was prejudicial. Without it, he was a hung jury. With it, he was convicted. Those are two pretty easy areas to look at as being the difference. We'll see how that turns out.
That's interesting. And we got to touch base just really quick on the J.P. Morgan case. That's going to work. They're supposed to pay. They've agreed to a settlement to pay. These Jeffrey Epstein lawsuits, and this gets deep as to what happened here. But J.P. Morgan Chase is agreeing to pay $290 million to the victims in the Jeffrey Epstein case. We'll just so you know, that's we're in the middle of that. We're just saying this is coming up. So.
And one of the lawsuits was the U.S. Virgin Islands as a plaintiff.
Yes.
The other one was one of the purported victims of Epstein.
Yeah, and there's sovereign immunity questions, too. But anyway, we don't have time for that. Cascal, what time is it?
It's time for us to say, let's hear your quick take. Fred Penny, what's yours?
Oh, back on the banana on the wall art lawsuit. Okay. I've used some silver duct tape. I'm going to duct tape my old socks to a green board. Cal, I'm only selling them for $95,000. The other ones were $120,000. It's a deal. If anyone else out there wants to buy them other than Cal, give me a call.
I'm in.
Give me a call.
Give my checkbook. Todd, what do you think?
I'll do the banana and Google. Wouldn't it be interesting if the defendant artist filed for his $7 reward in Google and attest that he had used Google a long time ago to search wall banana art.
That a boy.
And then offered the $7 to Fred for his.
Yes, that's okay. Exactly what I thought.
Denise, what do you think?
Well, this is a quick take for everyone. Happy Father's Day, guys, to my co-host, to our producer,
awesome.
And to all of our listeners out there that are fathers and grandfathers. You are loved, and tomorrow you will be honored.
Awesome. See you next week.
Thanks, you guys. Thanks, Denise. Thanks, Todd. Thanks, Fred. Thank you for listening to Radio Law Talk. We'll see you next time.
Radio Law Talk can be heard on RadioLawTalk.com from 9 to noon Pacific time every Saturday. That's RadioLawTalk.com. You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.